Hello, this is Alan Fetterman. This is a script in the program called Celestia. I've created it to demonstrate the capabilities of this program for the Mars Institute. I'm using fairly simple equipment to record this, so as a result, the resolution isn't as good as it would be, of course, if I was doing it directly on a computer, recording it on from one computer to another. Celestia is a program that can show all the features of the solar system. This is some code, a demonstration I wrote for the Mars Exploration Center, never used. But basically, we start off from Kennedy Space Center, zoom out, view the Spirit in cruise phase, that jack-o'-lantern face is real, was actually some JPL humor. Then we actually show something that's very difficult to explain in a public forum, the orbital dynamics of getting to Mars. So you have to follow the curved Holman low energy transfer orbit. And actually demonstrate what it takes to get there. And we actually could have a clip with time being counted off. I've left that out. So then we zoom in and see the spacecraft as it just before it arrived. Now what's interesting is this will work on most computers that have a regular graphics card. The software is free and open source. We can distribute it freely, and we can actually use it as a tie-on, so it can be used as a script, it could be as a movie, it could be as an instructor-led event or demonstration in a museum. And now we actually look at the Terra Meridiani region and talk about its dark because of hematite. Again, this was written in early 2003, prior to the successful touchdown. Hard to believe they've been there a Martian year now. Then we finally take a look at Gusev Crater. We can put planetary surfaces of different resolutions, and we can actually put models of planetary surfaces for details. That's what we do in the case of Gusev Crater. So when we actually zoom down to the spacecraft, in this case it's a lander, but Celestia doesn't know about landers. This guy is actually in orbit, 5 meters above the Martian surface at a fixed location. And as a result, we can zoom in on the model and then ask questions. What's finally interesting is after the script is over, we can interact to the script. And one of the things we can do is click on the lander. And if we do that, what it'll attempt to do is open up a website. And the website that'll open, if we say, give me info about the spacecraft, is the, I've set it up to be the Mars Institute website. That's interesting because the Mars Institute website could then have a link if the viewer had Celestia on their computer to actually have an educational link back. So it's a web recursive, web aware, web recursive application. Sort of an interesting approach. Anyway, this has been Alan Fetterman. This is a demonstration for the Mars Institute. I hope you've enjoyed it.